You're listening to the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland, and I'm talking today with Sarah Terry Kobo. She's a senior reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Jacob. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Since it looks like a teacher walkout could occur within the next week and a half or so, I want to talk with you about a story you wrote about externships for Oklahoma teachers. This is a program through the State Education Department to find meaningful summer jobs for teachers at companies that hire a lot of workers in the STEM fields. What kinds of work do the teachers do?
Well, so it varies a bit depending on the company. Last year was a pilot program, and Terracon Consultants, their commercial design and engineering firm, they had a handful of teachers. They were in the laboratory learning about what goes into cement mix, which takes a surprising amount of math to measure the ingredients, and soil science. So the mix is just right. But it can be any company that uses science, technology, engineering, or math as part of its daily work.
So besides the pay, which could be as much as $5,000 for a six-week program, I mean, what do the teachers gain from this arrangement?
Right, and the six-week $5,000 program, that's the Tulsa one specifically. We could talk about that in a bit. But really what the teachers gain from this is hands-on experience to take back to the classroom. They get to see how the math and science they teach in the classroom is applied in the real world, which is really important, especially for a teacher who may have never worked outside of academia. The other thing that they get, frankly, is fun, and it's sometimes this tactile, professional type of development. Robin Miller over at the State Education Department says a lot of professional development is sit and get, which is sitting, listening, and taking notes.
Why do the organizers and participants in this program believe it'll help bridge the skills gap and get more students engaged in STEM fields?
Well, the Tulsa Regional STEM Alliance, the one I mentioned before, they put it like this. Teachers can become ambassadors for the company, so they can explain with confidence what the company does, but they also have a better idea of what the students need to do in secondary school to get prepared for the working world or for college.
How do the companies that participated in the program last summer, I mean, how do they find the jobs for teachers that benefit both the business and the teachers as well?
Well, that was something that was really challenging for both the state program, the pilot program, and the Tulsa one. In Tulsa, which is similar to the state's program, they found something that teachers have real working knowledge about. There was one extern, for example, who was at the Williams Companies, that pipeline company in Tulsa, and she planned activities for a high school day in which teenagers come to the company and shadow engineers.
What were some of the misperceptions that teachers may have about engineering that these externships were able to dispel?
Well, one was that engineers do things by trial and error. The folks at Terracon found this really surprising. But when they thought about it, it occurs to them that how experiments are done in school laboratories, right? You've got a bunch of popsicle sticks. You have to figure out how to make a bridge. So you just try different things until it works. That is not how civil engineers build bridges in the real world.
Now, this program, you know, dealt specifically with STEM field careers. Are there similar programs for non-STEM jobs?
Not that I'm aware of. That's not what we talked about in this program. But one of the interesting things that the folks at Terracon said was that for the entry-level employees, those with just a high school education, they're mostly hiring for character traits. Can you show up to work on time? Are you reliable? Can you follow directions? And can you think critically?
Sarah Terry Kobo is a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Sarah, thank you so much for your time.
Great to be here. Thanks, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter, at Journal Record and at KGOU News.